Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We've talked LSU football already. We've talked Louisville and Clemson. Now it's time to see what else is going on out there, Cole, in our Daily Wires. The buzz happening around the sports world, as just mentioned before. Brian Kelly's attorneys say that LSU has taken the position that it is not formally terminated Brian Kelly as the Tigers' head football coach. The school is seeking to fire Kelly now for cause and potentially avoid paying the $54 million buyout that he is owed. So I guess he still works there? In a way?
Yeah, and you know what else?
Too late to bring him back?
It doesn't look good. I don't know that it's going to end in a clean way either way we were talking about in the first segment. I think it's going to end messy however it ends.
Well, Dallas Mavericks GM Nico Harrison has been fired.
Messy.
Yeah. The decision was made after a Tuesday morning meeting between Nico Harrison and team governor Patrick Dumont. He has made a series of wild decisions. So, yeah,
that is wild to me. I mean, we're not even talking about a year after the Anthony Davis trade with Luka. I mean, it's crazy. I don't know how the owner is not more involved to begin with, but it is what it is.
Jaguars rookie receiver and corner Travis Hunter will miss the remainder of the season after undergoing surgery on his right knee on Tuesday. He had the LCL ligament repaired in Dallas by Dr. Dan Cooper and Dr. Kevin Kaplan, who is the Jaguars' head team physician. There was no additional damage to the knee, and Hunter is expected to return to football activities within 6 months. So that's good.
I hate that, man, for Trevor Lawrence, who is always had a shaky career, a week-to-week career in Jacksonville Diesel, to have a weapon like that go down, done for the year. That's a big blow.
I think it's time for Trevor Lawrence to enter the portal.
Request a trade.
It's never going to get any better in Jacksonville.
Not in Jacksonville.
No. I mean, look, we are seeing a renaissance of several big-time players. You get out of your situation, you get coached up by somebody else, and maybe you can become what everybody thought you were supposed to be. A little programming note here for you. Friday night, Burns football will air on our sister station, 98.9 WORD. The Fan Upstate going to be carrying Furman basketball.
Busy Friday night.
Yeah. Clemson men's basketball last night beat Morehead State 83-56. The Tigers are now 3-0. Wofford lost to Auburn last night 93-62. Terriers are 1-3 on the season. The South Carolina Gamecocks are back in action tonight, hosting the hottest football team in the state, PC, at 7 o'clock.
Hottest football team. Maybe they can have their football team play a little basketball, because I don't think that's going to end well, right?
Probably not. The New York Giants are expected to start quarterback Jameis Winston against the Packers on Sunday. The Giants are turning to Jameis over Russell Wilson after Jackson Dart suffered a concussion during Sunday's loss to the Bears. How does that make you feel if you're Russell Wilson?
Yeah.
You're getting passed over for Jameis.
Yeah, it's tough, but it's speaking of hot mess, I mean, that's a hot mess up there right now in New York.
Quarterback got by committee there in New York.
Well, especially with Brian Daboll just getting axed.
Mm-hmm. Philadelphia Eagles corner Jaire Alexander has decided to step away from football in order to focus on getting right physically and mentally amid his ongoing recovery from offseason knee surgery. He informed the Eagles of his decision yesterday, a day after their victory over the Packers on Monday Night Football. Wow. He did not travel with the team to Green Bay for the game.
Wow.
North Carolina coach Bill Belichick says that he is focused on Wake Forest after questions about potential interest in the vacant New York Giants head coaching job.
Can we please put an end to this? I'm so sick. I want Bill Belichick just to retire.
Yeah.
Just go retire and have fun on the beach. I'm so sick of this.
Hey, Braves fans, you think you got the speed of an Olympian? You think you got the showmanship to flaunt it in front of 45,000 people every night? Well, you could be the next freeze runner for the Atlanta Braves. I don't think either one of us are going to get the job, Cole, but we can apply.
We could apply.
You look great in silver spandex.
Hey, boss, why aren't you coming in? Or, hey, man, why aren't you coming in? Well, boss, we're actually on the way to Atlanta to audition for Freeze's job. Thought you had to be fast for that, right?
Yeah, well, you just need to look fast.
That's right.
Two more for you. The family of late Dallas Cowboys defensive end Marshawn Nealon has raised suspicion about law enforcement in regarding his death. Marshawn's cousin expressed doubts about the circumstances surrounding his death, suggesting foul play. Marshawn died following a police chase and was found dead from an apparent suicide. And last one here for you. Former NFL star wide receiver Antonio Brown has been released on $25,000 bail and must wear a GPS ankle monitor on an attempted murder charge in Florida. Brown, who's 37, pled not guilty to the charge, which carries a potential 15-year prison sentence and a fine of up to $10,000 if convicted.
Only Antonio Brown, right? Only
Why would they even let him out at this point?
Yeah, I know. It's unbelievable. Tolos, I'll tell you what, it is back. The Upset Picks Challenge opens in 5 minutes from right now. We are calling for 45 entries in the very first segment. I'm feeling good this week. Diesel, don't ask me how my team did last week, and I know you weren't here on Monday to brag, but it wasn't good, by the way.
I was that close. Iowa over Oregon.
I was that close. My team only lost by 34. So we're going to try this thing again, Tolos. Let's get ready. Find the game. We need your name, game spread. The Upset Picks Challenge opens next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.